Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Pakistan, a bomb blast has killed at least 65 people in Lahore and wounded hundreds of others. Officials say many of the victims are women and children. At least one Taliban faction has claimed responsibility so far. However, past attacks have often been accompanied by multiple claims of responsibility. The BBC's Shaima Khalil reports from Lahore that the explosion happened in a park.
This is a very popular park, crowded with families on this Sunday evening in a very busy residential area, very near a children's playground. So whoever was behind this attack was aiming for a massive devastation. We did hear from eyewitnesses about horrific scenes, pools of blood, tattered body parts, corpses that were being collected by rescue workers.
The BBC's Shaima Khalil reporting. Italian authorities have arrested a man wanted by Belgium in connection with the Paris and Brussels terror attacks. The suspect is believed to have helped the bombers obtain fake IDs. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the Algerian is being detained under a European arrest warrant.
Jamal Adin Wali is suspected of being part of a criminal network that produced fake IDs. The alleged accomplice of the Brussels attackers is to be extradited to Belgium in the coming days. Suspicions were raised after immigration officials checked Wali's residency permit. Police had been searching for a man with the same name since early January, before the Brussels attacks. Wali is associated with a Belgium-based counterfeiters workshop raided by police several months ago. Hundreds of digital photographs were seized. They included three of the Paris attackers. Police quoted by Italian media say one of them was Najim Lashraoui, the suicide bomber at Brussels airport and suspected bomb maker of the November attacks in Paris. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Brussels.
The Syrian government says it's recaptured the ancient and strategic town of Palmyra from Islamic State militants. ISIS held the city for 10 months, and as NPR's Alice Fordham reports, dangerous remnants of their siege remain.
The Syrian army, its militia allies and foreign supporters, including the Lebanese Hezbollah forces, have been moving into the outskirts of the historic city of Palmyra for several days, with support from the Russian Air Force. Sunday morning, military sources told state media they had retaken the city and that ISIS had fled. Other reports suggested a few fighters remained in the city, which is heavily rigged with explosives. The extremists have been attacked on several fronts recently, by Kurdish-led forces in eastern Syria and this week by Iraqi security forces south of the city of Mosul, although that offensive has had only marginal success. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Northern Iraq.
An early morning shower helped firefighters in Kansas battle the biggest wildfire in the state's history. National Weather Service says about a half inch of rain or snow fell on parts of the state today, and fire officials say about a third of the fire is now contained. It's already burned more than 620 square miles. This is NPR. A prolific Grammy-nominated jazz composer and musician has died. David Baker founded the Jazz Studies program at Indiana University. He wrote more than 2,000 pieces of music, and he was nominated for a Grammy in 1979 and a Pulitzer in 1973. The university says he died at his home in Bloomington Saturday at the age of 84. Starting today, New York is requiring doctors to issue prescriptions electronically and will impose penalties if they don't comply. It's the first state in the country to make this move. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports advocates of the policy hope it will reduce prescription drug abuse.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the new requirement will cut down the number of prescriptions that are fraudulent or stolen. It's also part of a state effort to tackle the abuse of opioid prescriptions. There's already a similar law requiring electronic prescriptions in Minnesota, but doctors there are not penalized if they still write them by hand. The start date for New York's law was delayed for a year to give physicians more time to set up systems to prescribe electronically. New York's health commissioner has already issued exemptions for physicians at nursing homes and other facilities that don't have the software yet. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
The minimum wage in California could soon be going up to $15 an hour. State legislators and unions reached an agreement today, raising the minimum pay by a dollar per year until it reaches the $15 mark. That proposal now goes before the state legislature, and it avoids placing the issue on the November ballot. Crude oil prices are trading higher in overnight Asian trading at $39.76 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.